Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, yesterday, you would have seen that the verdict came out on the Diddy case, the Diddy trial. There were five charges, and the more serious charges he was found not guilty of, and then he was found guilty of two less serious charges. I don't want to discuss Diddy per se, because I don't want to discuss the case. U.S. law is very different to South African law. It really will lead us nowhere. Let's wait until sentencing. What I do want to discuss is how this was received. And for me, it then further highlighted a discussion that I had with a friend of mine about 3 weeks ago, right? He was saying, just from speaking to his brother, his younger brother, it seems to him that young men are a lot more hostile towards women. It's almost like they hate girls, right? Then I listened to him and I was like, okay, cool. It reminded me of a show that I saw also on Netflix, Adolescence. You saw it too, so? And over there, they speak about incel culture, right? Which is a thing that's big now on the internet. I think ever since Andrew Tate and all those people came out, there seems to be a disdain for girls and women. Now, maybe it's always been like this. I don't know. Maybe I'm just coming of age and I happen to see it on social media. It seems more prevalent. But would you say that's an accurate representation of how things are, Kat?
You know what I'd say? I think there's been, from men perspective, the way I see it, I feel like men haven't adjusted to the changing role that women have now adopted in terms of society. We have access to things, we have power in different spaces. So I think because previously, you know, the tradition that pregnant in the kitchen and raising the children and being at home. It was such a shift for women to move into boardrooms, into spaces that were previously occupied by men only. And I think there's just really been a lack of adjustment from men in terms of how women's roles have changed in society.
Okay, now, if I were to say that it seems like that perhaps this is not one-sided, it's on both sides, right? So, again, I'm just assuming here, I've only lived one life. But I remember when I was younger, it didn't seem like we were at loggerheads with women, right? Yeah, there may have been misogyny, and yes, there may have been domestic violence, of course, because that's always existed. But it didn't seem like people hated each other. If anything, it seemed like it was a partnership. People wanted to get together and build together, etc. and so on. Now, it really seems like men are like, yo, bro, I will do my thing. And women are like, yo, bro, I'm going to do my thing. It seems like the gap in the middle is widening and widening. And again, I say it seems like because all I have is anecdotal evidence. I haven't seen a study that talks to this.
Yeah, it looks like it. You know, also you have to think about the portrayal of men and the portrayal of women. So but the portrayal to each other over the last, I mean, every year, maybe two decades, and how that's shifted. You know, I almost think it's like a case of what came first, the chicken or the egg. You can say it's no how... you know, hip-hop culture made us view women and degrade them and whatever, and that led to certain aspects of the nucleus family and all of that. Like, you know, you can really unpack that if you want to, but ultimately there definitely is a shift. There's absolutely a shift, and the fact that you can see it, I think most of us can see it. There absolutely is a shift.
And then what about the terminology, Saul? So people will use the term gold digger, for example, and then women will use the term broke guys, right? That also leads to a divide.
That does lead to a divide. I feel like the world generally has been kinder to men previously. And now, more recently, there have been efforts to balance, you know, the equation. And that comes with almost something like an affirmative action, but for women, kind of, and feminism. The problem became when the feminism then gets weaponized.
Against women?
No, against men. Sometimes it's weaponized, and it's a bit toxic more than balancing the inequality of the past. And I think that's where the resistance is. And also there's been an expectation for almost like for men not to be proudly masculine without, you know, attacking, being chauvinist or attacking
or
women.
Or demeaning women.
Or demeaning women, yes. There's almost like there's no space for that anymore. And just a man being masculine without demeaning women is almost vilified in a way. You know, it's made to seem evil or seem like it's a bad thing. Hence then the rise of your Andrew Tate and why he is being made a role model. And some of the stuff he says is really problematic.
Very.
Towards women in particular. And then some things are positive, like be in shape as a man. You got to be strong to be able to defend your kids, your family, if there's an intruder one day. So it's very tricky, but I feel like it's that. And as a black person, I'm almost a bit conflicted because also we are the same guys who are saying no, but we need BEE, we need affirmative action, because previously we were at disadvantage as well. So you also got to understand why there's that effort to almost, you know, help women catch up with a world that was very advantageous, anti-women, and slanted towards men.
Okay. So give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. I mean, there's a lot to unpack, but is it your general sense that the gap between, I suppose, the two genders is widening? Or do you feel like, nah, it's just social media that's exacerbating issues and making it seem worse than what it actually is? Maybe it's always been like that. I'd love to hear from you personally.
So all you have to do is go corporate. You know, women are in power. They are not in power, but they are put in positions of leadership and stuff like that. But maungathi ukubheka kahle kahle kahle, shame women, men don't like women. Abo baba abasithandi emisebenzini abasi appreciate, not ukuthi they should do anything. But you just have nje ukuthi ubheke nje ku corporate. Men do not like women. Asingakhulumi men don't like women, shame. They don't love us. They don't like us at all, period.
Skyrocket on Twitter saying younger men are broke and so their age mates are not willing to date them. Hence the hate. Social media makes things worse. I agree that social media does make things worse. That I definitely agree with.
Nah, season the team. Learn to learn, it'll never stop. Women want traditional men, but they don't want to fill traditional roles. So, why should I put out if I'm not going to get anything in return? You understand? Women want to be in control and all of that and still want you to do the manly things. Manly, I understand. So, you want me to provide and do all these things, but when you don't bring your feminine side, it doesn't make sense. Like, this is my opinion.
Yeah. And also, it boils down to resources at the end of the day. The money thing does become an issue, even if people tell you it isn't.
I think one of the biggest mistakes we make as mankind, both men and women, is thinking that we don't need each other. I think that's what's driving the gap between us.
Now the gap is widening. Right now, I think it's a matter of, like Saul said, you know, and Nessie's over to you, do your thing, I do my own thing. Family structures, they like seemingly not an in thing right now. People are just doing their own thing. But also, I think for me, it's this feminism thing that has, it's a personal view. Feminism right now, for me, I think it's a weapon women use to insult or to degrade men, you know, because my back into a corner, and it's always used like abantu abamnyama. I don't know if it's a me thing, but I think this thing has actually happening in most of our black communities. I've never seen such things happen, or maybe because they do it behind back doors or by Ilona. But for me, I think this gap is happening, and it's happening mostly in the black families.
Man, I'm really, really loving your inputs. Please give us a shout. Continue to do so. 086-000-00959.
I believe that feminism is the entire problem of this thing. It told that woman, do whatever that you want, zero consequences for anything that you do. So if someone was to say to me, I can be as much of a a-hole as possible, then there's no problem, and then I should not expect any repercussions. Man, I'm doing that. I'm being the biggest a-hole on the planet. So that's why I'm assuming that women are doing what they're doing at the moment.
As when you say, you know, the hip-hop culture has also played a role in how men view women. Just the other day, I was thinking about a particular song, Your Destiny's Child, Can You Pay My Bills, right? Where they say, you trifling, good-for-nothing type of brother. Can we just also look at the role that women play way and how men are turning out to be. Yes, I understand with now we've got power, we've got resources, we've got all these things, right? We actually almost equal. But with us being equal, can we learn not to trample over men? Because in that the man, once you bruise his ego, what is this saying that you're good for nothing type of brother? And that song, that 20% saying that he wasn't man enough for me. You know, those kind of things shape society. And yeah, man, we need to do better, find a common ground for all of us to coexist and be successful.
The problem that we're having in society, it's one thing. It's money problem. You got to the point that social media, somebody post or went to the broadcast, postcast and said, for me to date me, I need 450,000. Like, you look at that person, is it a normal person or what? Like, in that time, that person doesn't even have a child and is over 45, he's not married, it's over 35. You're asking yourself, what is going on? Like, what kind of society is that? What are you promoting as a woman that you are in face of a lot of people? Like, you're a celebrity. You said you need 450,000. What is that?
You know what you're talking about also has elements of patriarchy as well, but I'm not there. But based on my own observations, is that men do not want to be overpowered by women. Men do not like it when a woman has more, and when I mean has more, including not, it's not only finances but also career wise IQ, you know, the way you think, the way you do things, the way you solution to things, they get uncomfortable, right? Most men, right? And also the reason why we are now standing up and getting to positions and getting the power that everyone is talking about is simply because the system has failed women. Men themselves, especially South African men, have failed women, right? We therefore have to find ways of being independent, of being powerful, to protect a space safe.
As a young guy myself, reality is we do not hate women, no. It's just that women have made it clear, even on social media, that they will never be submissive to pro guys. So as a pro guy, it's simple. You try and avoid them. We don't hate them. We just avoid them. Until further stage, it must have again. When the money's in, then, yeah.
Okay.
I think when I see you also nailed it when you said it's the resource thing and leveling the playing field are the issue. For the most part, men feel emasculated because now women are coming into more spaces that previously men dominate. And it's like us as black people coming into spaces that were mainly white spaces, and the discomfort it makes them feel and all of those things. Those things are all related. Hence, you see the type of fighting and the antagonistic type of relation. So, yeah.
Cesare, yes, I have a 20-year-old. Very well-mannered, very respectful young man. He doesn't even want to see girls from a mile away. My son is so traumatized by these young girls that, you know, everything about girls, it's like these young girls now, a guy must do everything. He was shellering this girl on the Gautrain bus to school, and this chick just looked down on him. And, you know, he came with the most respectful approach. Yes, I'm a mother. I will always think the best of my son, but I'm speaking of somebody that I promise you he will not even hear a fly. But the way he is running away from being anywhere near a girl is pathetic, to a point where he said, you know what, they'll either sheller me or I'm not going to shell at them. And he said he's just going to finish his degree, ship out to the U.S., and start his life there. That's how sad it is.
Hey, imali sifakile enkohlakalweni mphethu, angifuni ukutshela manga. Ses umuntu uzana nayo ngoba khona omnikeza kona. Yeah, man, hey, siphila kuma imhlaba mphethu. Social media sibulele nayo. So mawufuna kuba nepeace emhlabeni, ba nemali, wenza into zakho mfethu. Mawuthole usiso right ozophila naye, it's a bonus. But don't dwell on it, eh? Yeah.
The host of Get Ready With My Play is on the line. He was like, Caesar, I want to opine on this. I've got very strong views. Kanjani?
Okay.
I'm well, thanks.
I'm good. Hey, this is also in Shalu Dabin, so that I don't waste your time. You see, the first thing that we need to be cognizant of is the fact that we've given social media too much of a voice where it now represents society. And there are people that go on social media and they feel as if that's how everybody feels. And that's clearly not the case. The conversations that I had on social media, the gender wars that are there, are not the gender wars that actually exist when you sit with women at a braai or you sit with women at work. And it's the people, the problematic people, the people that carry over those conversations and bring them to real life, and they think, which, that's what it is. That's the first major problem. Social media is not a representation of South Africa and how South Africans feel. Number two, Usol was kind of right when he said that the problem with a lot of people that are sitting on social media and are listening to what feminism is about, and they take that feminism and they use it as a weapon against men. Feminism was never about that. Feminism is about the autonomy of a woman to choose whatever life that she wants to lead. If you want to be a stay-at-home mom, you want to be a housewife, that should be your choice. If you want to go out and you want to work, that should be your choice. And what the movement has been hijacked to being about, it's about settling scores and being hateful towards men. And that's when you get the pushback, and men are just like anti-feminism, and they don't even understand what feminism is about as well, because they consume it on social media and they think that's what feminism is about. So if we sat down as society and we actually talked and we listened to one another, we'd realize that actually we're not that far off, we're not that far apart. We actually believe in the same things.
Thank you. That's my thing. Thank you very much for that, Maple.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.